You've been in the game for a while at this point.
About 4 years.
Give us some tricks to the trade.
Pay attention to your insights and then find a niche. Mm-hmm. You know, figure out what works. Just play with different things. Figure out what works. If something works, like, figure out a way to give your audience the same thing, but tweak it a little bit.
Was there a, like, a specific video that you found your niche? Like, you found your thing? Yeah.
Like, I was doing a whole bunch of creative ad videos. So, like, that was just taking off for me, right?
Yeah.
But then there was a video that went on SportsCenter. Well, I'm doing the decline. I'm, like, hanging off the
yeah, bench. Yeah. Was that the point you were labeled, like, the ab guy?
No, I was
before, you've been that. You've been the ab guy.
We're going to the Fit Expo, and we had, like, a competition, like, who's going to look the best, yada, yada. And I'm like, bro, I'm gonna be walking around, they're gonna be like, man, who's that guy with the abs? And then the owner of the gym was like, bro, that should be your name. Like, you should put that in your name. I was like, what?
He's like,
yeah, put it on your Instagram.
That's like the best nickname.
That ab guy, like, that should be your name. Boom, put it on my Instagram and it stuck.
Never look back.
Yeah, because I was playing overseas and, like, the NFL was, like, it was not coming.
You played overseas, bro?
Yeah.
What country?
France. I lived in France for 2 years.
Shut up, bro. What's the name of the team?
The Leopards Rouen. It was the capital of Normandy. We practiced 2 days a week. Games were every other week, bro. So
you only practice 2 days a week?
We practice Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Me and him are off. And then we would go out, party. Obviously, on bye week, like, the whole weekend. Oh, bet we don't have a game. We'll tell coach, like, hey, we're out. We won't be back till Monday.
They just let you do whatever you want, right?
They get us a driver to drive us to the airport. We go to, like, Ireland for Dublin for the weekend. Go to Barcelona for the weekend.
Come serious? Back.
It was crazy. Every other week, bro.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.
Give me your ats quick before we run it in. This is my dog right here.
Yo.
You might know him as the ab guy, but he's going to give you the official ats. Go ahead, go.
So my at on Instagram is DarianJ4. My at on TikTok and YouTube is DJ That Ab Guy.
There you go. No OnlyFans?
No OnlyFans.
No OnlyFans. All right, so give me the where are you from, first of all? Give me your...
Born and raised in Los Angeles.
Oh, you're from out here?
Yeah, I'm from here,
no
bro.
Way. So you're a different type of person.
Yeah, man. I'm not like, you know, with the transplants.
No.
They got there's a lot of misconception about people that are from LA or people in LA, right? And I just feel like there's such a negative connotation around like people that are from LA. They think we act a certain way. But like, that's not really the people that are from LA.
It's
the people that come here. So.
Yeah, I think I can agree with that. I think I can agree that the, like, shystiness, like, the reputation LA gets is probably majority because of the people that move here because want, like, opportunities and shit.
1,000%.
Wait, so you're from out here, and then when did you get your start? Like, what was your start in, like, content? Or, like, what was your first thing? And, like, because from being out here, you probably were kind of doing it young, no? Like, what?
Nah, bro, so... I'm a former football player, so I played football, like, all my life.
Yeah.
So from 6 until about 24, I was playing football, and then I started being a personal trainer. I was a personal trainer.
Out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was personal training for about 2 years, and when COVID had shut the gyms down, I had nothing else to do. So, like, I was just training I had an actor client at the time, so he was on a pretty popular TV show, so I still had to train him, but I had to go to his house, bring dumbbells.
Probably, like, low key too. You, like, weren't really allowed
just to go
to
his crib, bring dumbbells, and we would just kind of work out at his crib, and I would have him record me, like, because I was being creative, bro.
Yeah.
I was finding any and everything around the house to, like, work out with, and, like, broomsticks, gallon of water.
Yeah. I mean, you fucking do it now. Yeah. I was showing him some of your videos. I'm like, bro, look at him throwing this shit around, like, fucking doing sit-ups on him upside down. I'm like, yo, this, like, takes creativity.
Yeah, bro. So, go ahead, continue. Yeah, so I had him record me, and I would post every day. I had nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually skyrocketed, took off, and now we're here.
So
by the time COVID was over, by the time the shutdown was over, bro, I had maybe, so I had like 10,000 followers before.
Uh-huh.
And then by the time it was over, I had like 80 to 100,000.
Yeah.
By the time COVID was over.
And bro, that's a crazy jump. I want to say you, like, had even crazier growth, like, since the time I met you to, like, right now.
Yeah.
Right?
I think I was at, like, 200.
When we met? Is that crazy?
Yes, I'm saying.
Bro, you've been getting after it.
Yeah, bro.
Like, and I saw, like, one of the reels, you know OB, right?
OB. Yeah.
You guys made, like, some videos in the gym doing some crazy shit. Because I was chilling with OB. OB was on the same TV show I was on, so I'm, like, cool with him. And then I met you fucking probably a year before I met Obi, which is crazy.
No.
Yeah.
Because you were on the show.
Well, he was on the season after me. Obi-Wan, I met you, and then his season came out right after you guys were off.
The show just came out, the Sales Ease event, and that was hype.
That was like a hype.
Yeah, because I recognized you because I had seen the show, so I was just like vibing out and drinking, and we were just having a good time. And I'm like, I think I was talking to you, or I was talking to someone. I think my roommate Ferry, the short dude running around, I think he might have been causing a scene.
But I remember that, bro. That was like one of my first like events. Like, yeah. Oh shit, okay, we're getting invited to events. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, oh shit, because the show just came out. Like, you didn't do that shit before.
It was one of my first events as well, bro.
It was live though. It was sick. It was lit. We got pictures on like Shutter. It was like, that was like one of my first official, like, okay, we're in it now. This is what it is, I'm in it now. Yeah. So what were you in Miami for? Like that event?
Yeah, so I was partnered with Celsius at the time. Remember?
Yeah.
They flew me out for all their events.
From here?
And, yeah. Fly me out, put me up, and, you know, invite me to the event. So yeah. I was doing that for a few years, bro.
That was a sick event. I guess that brand kind of aligns with you.
Yeah.
But then you said you haven't been working with them.
Nah, it's been about 6-7 months.
Really? So kind of recent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you just said you pretty much like outgrew, like they just.
Yeah, it was, you know, negotiations just weren't, we weren't aligned on certain things, which was okay. You know, I was with them for 3-4 years. So
that's a lot longer than you work with most.
Yeah,
brands.
Man. And I was actually trying to get an opportunity with another company because another company, Rain, they were trying to throw.
Yeah.
They were down to throw more.
So you work with Rain?
No. It fell through. I switched management teams and all kind of things.
But they
were down to throw more, and so me and my former manager were like, "Oh yeah, bro, yeah, let's just."
That's how the game goes.
Hell yeah.
So, do you think, like, is that a sign, kind of, that maybe these big brands don't even realize like how valuable the influencer is, or do you think they realize and they just try to?
No, I think they realize. I just think
because you think Celsius is one of those brands that really realize. Like, they were one of the first ones. Like, I guess like Bang Energy or like Fashion Nova, but like Celsius is like right up with their using.
Yeah,
influencers.
No, I just think they like in my lane, fitness. There's so many people that's doing it right, and they got so much out of me for 3-4 years, which is good. I was compensated. It was a great partnership. I love Celsius, and you know they. Why up the price on me when they could just go get someone?
Yeah,
get someone that don't have that deal in around the same range, you know, and pay less.
Yep.
You know, so
now that's how the game goes.
That's how it goes, bro. So
talk to me about GLD.
So they reached out. My manager actually got me the deal. Like, I've seen Obi and them always posted it.
Dude, I connected Obi. I wish, like, did me and you never talk about that at all?
Nah.
Well, like, cause you're like perfect for their like shoots and shit. Like, they love that gym content, and like, I feel like you look like. I mean, you're rocking it now.
I got a couple friends that actually set me up with them.
Yeah,
but I got a couple friends that post for them all the time. And my manager got me a one-off deal with them, and also they invited me. I went to the UCLA bowl game. They brought us out. They had us in a suite.
Yeah.
And they gave us all kind of, I think that's where I got this chain at.
Really? And so you went to that. I think I remember that. I want to say, my roommate might have ran that one. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
I'm trying to think
cool.
if he was there or not. But that's how it usually, so I saw you wearing it. So that's why I'm interested. Yeah. I'm close with them in that brand. So like, I know.
Yeah.
You ever do a shoot with them or anything?
I've never done a shoot with them. I just did a TikTok for them. Mm-hmm. They paid me to do a TikTok.
Yeah.
That's kind of how that works.
We got to get you work with them still, or you haven't in a while?
I haven't.
All right, we got to get you back on. I got
for
you.
For sure.
Don't let me forget either. Yeah, like, don't forget. Just ask me again when you see me fly home or whatever. But like, yo, because they'll be all over that for sure. They'll send you shit. You make gym content. They'll love that shit for sure.
Got it.
But yeah, would you ever do a reality show?
Bro, at this point in my life, maybe not. I almost did Love Island.
Yeah, that's what
times.
The reason why I ask is because I feel like you're a good candidate.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're in shape. You're like, you're good on camera, dude. You make good content, and like, I don't know, you're from out here, so you kind of get the game. That's the only reason why I ask.
Yeah, no, I got.
You've never been approached before.
Yeah. Oh yeah, a couple times, bro. And before like my social media took off, I was down, and actually, I forget what show it was, but I went through the interview process, and I had a manager at the time, and I had just signed with this management company, and I was already making I was making money on social media already. So, in order for me to go on a show, obviously I wouldn't be able to have access to my phone.
No.
And that was like the one stipulation. Yeah. Like my manager was like, hey, can you make an exception for him? Uh-huh. They really wanted me.
And they went
and they wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what, because obviously my manager didn't want, because if I went on the show and I didn't post, he's not making any money.
Neither are you. So
like,
yeah.
And I'm not making much money mm-hmm. either. And then the exposure, like, it was at the point where I was like,
I'm
getting like mm-hmm. 5,000 followers a week.
Yeah.
So like, he was like, bro, it's not really.
Yeah.
So then we decided not to do it. And like now I just feel like the reality show has to align. Like I would do like a competition. Like something like that.
Yeah.
But like as far as like anything.
Like a dating. Yeah.
Cause
you're kind of past that point. And
you never know what the audience is going to perceive you as. Yeah, you never know how they're going to spin it.
That's the risk you take.
And I already kind of got an image. I already got things going. So like, why jeopardize it?
See, I like have never even really thought from that angle because my situation was like so different.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't really doing social media. Like I had like 2,000 followers on Instagram, like didn't really do any of that stuff mm-hmm. and like got reached out to. And then they were like, you have to not have your phone for like a month and a half. And I was like, fuck yeah. What? How? Like whatever. And then you go and do it. So like I was willing to just like send it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like
whereas like you were in a situation where it was a little different. There was a kid on my season named Peter. Do you know who that is? Peter.
Peter. Yeah, he does kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. So he does a bunch of shit. But he was on my season. He was already kind of like had some motion on TikTok. Like mm-hmm. had like, you know, I don't even know how much, but definitely like 100,000s on TikTok and shit. Like more than any of us had. And I guess he would have been from the same perspective as you. I wonder what made. He was also really young. He was like 21.
Yeah. So like you gotta think like how much money was he making?
Yeah.
Because I mean, everyone that has followers don't really.
Especially, yeah, you're right.
You know, so it just depends on that.
TikTok. You obviously do TikTok too.
Yeah, TikTok. Yeah.
What's your main like what's your bread and butter? Like if somebody was like, we're deleting all your accounts, but you get to keep one.
Instagram, for
Instagram's
sure.
Instagram's there, right?
I mean, Instagram is just where you're gonna make more money on Instagram mm-hmm. than you are TikTok. I feel like unless you're like one of those like younger Gen Z TikTokers,
you have to be a top really percent TikToker, in it,
yeah, and you're like on live every day for hours, and you're streaming, and you're doing. I think that's, but like Instagram is just so.
Yeah, that kind of like fucked me up in the beginning, honestly, bro. Because I like coming off the show, you just like kind of get these followers right away, you know, and it's like, oh shit, now I got to figure out what I'm gonna do with them. Yeah. Or like you had to like build it. So like you already like were in a groove and you were doing it. Like I didn't even really do TikTok, so then it was like boom. And then all the deals I was getting weren't TikTok. They were Instagram. So then I'm like, all right, like, fuck TikTok. And then I kind of just let it die. Didn't even do anything for, like, months. And it just had 300K, like, sitting there and not. And, like, the past, like, year or so, I'm like, all right, I should really fucking do it. And it really hurt my, like,
engagement.
Yeah, because I pretty much let it go dead for, like, a year or so. Yeah. So, like, that hurt. But, like I think about that. I'm like, yo, if I woke up and, like, the Instagram was gone, like, I'm like, all right, I got to change, like, career. Like, what do you do at that point?
Yeah,
like,
bro.
If you had to start a new
get
one,
heavy
like,
on YouTube.
That insane?
Yeah, YouTube. I mean, if my YouTube was a little bigger, I'm in, like, the 100,000 range. If it feels like.
Dude, that's, like.
I would rather have 1 million on YouTube than anything else.
Yeah, bro, but 100K on YouTube is, like, millions on TikTok. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
if you have, you know how much harder it is to get a subscriber on YouTube than a TikTok follower?
Yeah.
So yeah, like
it's a lot harder.
Your videos go viral and shit on TikTok and you just gain followers. Mm-hmm. You have any like, have you learned, you've been in the game for a while at this point.
About 4 years.
Is there any, like give us some tricks to the trade. Like you're an LA dude. Like you've been in the game for a while. Like, is there any like specific and like maybe new shit? Like, is it like put your post on your story or like, or yeah, put man. Your phone away after you post? Like, or,
I would say just
time of day,
finding a niche and paying attention to like your insights. I mean, once you get a big following, it doesn't really matter what time mm-hmm. of day you post, right? It's
yeah,
all the
I guess
same.
You're right.
But yeah, pay attention to your insights and then find a niche. Mm-hmm. You know, figure out what works. Just play with different things. Figure out what works. If something works, like figure out a way to give your audience mm-hmm. the same thing but tweak it a little bit.
Was there a like a specific video that you found your niche, like you found your
yeah.
thing?
Yeah, like I was doing a whole bunch of creative ad videos, so like that was just what people, like it was just taking off for me, right?
Yeah.
But then there was a video that went on SportsCenter, while I'm doing the decline, I'm like hanging off the
yeah,
bench,
yeah.
And it went on SportsCenter, and then went to Sports Center again and went to Barstool and then.
Wait, which wasn't hanging off the.
I'm hanging off like the, like, you know, the decline bench.
Yep.
Benches like that, and I'm hanging off the back of it.
Yeah. Like, and so then like, you throw the.
And I'm like the doing barbell? Stuff, different stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, bro, I've been doing different variations of that for years since I started.
That one was on Sports Center.
Yeah, bro, the very first one I did, the very first one anyone's ever done.
Yeah.
Like I was just looking at this piece of equipment. I was like, bro, let me just try something with this, and I was like doing like the invisible rope. All the way up, and that one on SportsCenter, first time.
Did they like ask you or like?
Yes.
So you knew it was about to be on SportsCenter.
Well, I didn't. SportsCenter asked me, but it was already on their TikTok, so I didn't know it was on their TikTok. Because Barstool Sports asked me to post it, then they posted it.
Yeah.
Then SportsCenter, after they posted it, SportsCenter didn't ask me, and it was on their TikTok page. So people were sending it to me. I was like, oh damn. And then they asked me if they could post it on IG, and I was like, okay, yeah, cool. And then I gained like 12,000 followers that day.
That's crazy. That's insane.
Yeah.
Or you were like, holy fuck, like, yeah, I gotta do this shit again.
It was crazy. Yeah.
That is lit though. And then what you that was that the point you were labeled like the ab guy?
No, I was
before you've been that. You've been the ab guy. I was gonna say when I met you, you were the ab guy. No?
Yeah, they had that. They gave me that name when I was when I was personal training. I had like 10,000 followers, and
yeah,
I always had nice abs. So like, my boy, we were going to the Fit Expo, and we had a booth, and like all the guys, we had a competition, like who's gonna look the best, yada yada. And I'm like, bro. I'm gonna be walking around. They're gonna be like, man, who's that guy with the abs? And then the owner of the gym was like, bro, that should be your name. Like, you should put that in your name. I was like, what?
He's like, yeah, put it on your Instagram. That's like the best nickname.
That ab guy. Like, that should be your name. Boom, put it on my Instagram. And yeah. It's stuck.
Never look back.
Yeah,
that's lit, bro. So you train people. Online training.
Yeah. So
or is there you have diet?
My app just launched. So I have a fitness app. Mm-hmm. I just launched like. 2 days ago.
Yeah, really? Just launched?
Yeah.
All right, so good timing then.
Yeah. So that's Elite Build Training. You can find that at elitebuildtraining.com. But yeah, there's dieting and workout programs on there. And obviously I diet, but...
Do you diet? That I was gonna get into that question.
Like, not a strict diet. I'm just kind of mindful of what I eat. Like, I know my body so well now because this is what I do for a living.
Yeah.
That I know, like, what I can eat, how many cheat meals I can have a week. Like,
yeah.
But I'm active. I'm more active than 99% of the world.
So it's
a little bit different. But I'm mindful of what I eat. So like I'll have like a cheat meal on like Wednesday night. I'll have In-N-Out because I got legs Thursday and I might not have time to eat because I like to work out in the morning. So I'll, you know, go crazy on In-N-Out, but not too crazy. Then I'll cheat again on like the Saturday.
What does a non-cheat day look like? Like, what time are you waking up in the morning?
6:30, 7.
So you're an early, you get
early bird, yeah.
And then you're at the gym first thing?
Hit the gym, or I'll do stuff on my phone, like post, get posts ready, respond to emails, check in with my manager, see if what else I got to do for the day. Then I'll eat. Then I'll work out. I usually work
empty,
out
before you I eat. Fasted, working out every day?
If I could get in the gym like 8, 9, I won't eat. But if I can't get in the gym till like 10, 11, then I'll eat first.
Like what? Like a big meal?
Like turkey bacon and scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep it light.
Yeah.
After that, I'll either do like chicken and a carb, maybe potato and veggie, or I'll get a Chipotle bowl.
Yeah.
Depending on what my day's like for dinner. Same thing, like a protein chicken.
You shakes in between or bars in between?
Yeah, I do protein shake right after my workout.
So you don't like track your calories like crazy. You're just kind of
like my meals ain't small.
You said they're not small.
No. Like I'm eating like my meals are probably like about 700, 800 calories. So they're not like tiny little like meal preps where it's like 500 calories a meal. You know.
Were you pretty like diced up as a kid?
I had a good frame. Like I was shreddy. I was
like, how much do you think yours is like genetics work dialed?
My frame and like
how would you
like my abs, like how they look.
Yeah.
Like just the shape is more like I've always had like the shape, but like the muscle is all work because I was just a skinny kid.
Yeah.
I was skinny.
Yeah, you're skinny.
Yeah,
not like
I was tiny.
Bulk. You weren't like putting on. No.
I had no density.
Yeah.
Like no, like none of that. I was just, but I had a nice frame though. Like you could tell. Like
and then what? Like focusing on eating was the biggest? Like, how'd you put on size? Like,
when I was playing football, bro, in college, my coach made me.
Where'd you go?
New Mexico State.
That's lit, bro.
So I had to play.
Did you play running back?
Or I played DB. So like I had to play early, like right away, because I was better than most of the guys on the team as an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
So, he was like, I had to start. I had to basically start. I played nickel, but in the WAC conference at that time, it was us.
Nickel and, the whole time, pretty much.
Boise State, Hawaii. So it was spread passing, all day.
You were covering full.
I'm starting.
That's it.
So, he was like, bro, you got to gain weight because I'm 5'8 at the time. I grew a little bit after, like an inch after, but like I was 5'8 coming in, 5'8 and a half, 164.
Yeah.
And like I'm 18 and I'm playing against these guys. They're like, you got to gain weight.
You got to gain some weight?
Yeah. So I was eating extra, going to the gym, hitting the weights hard. Yeah. Like going extra to the gym. And I just fell in love with like just working lifting out because I was
so in high school and shit. You didn't really work like it was.
Nah. Like I worked out a bit, but I ran track too. So like I wasn't like
trying to get,
Nah, I was just, you know.
You were athlete. I
didn't care.
Already.
I was athlete, bro. I didn't care about that. You know?
I mean, obviously, bro, you got an offer without, so like,
yeah.
You didn't need it yet. But so then, Did you hit a point where you fell in love with the gym more than playing football? Like, were you ever in college? I like lifting more than, because I played college football, not D1, it was D2, and there was kids on my football team that were like, yeah, like bro, James Leon we had on the podcast. Do you remember his story? Why he started playing football? Because the only kids that were allowed to use the gym in his high school were the athletes. So then he felt like he wanted to. He's big, like bodybuilder looking dude, and he played at my school, and now he lives out here. He's an actor actually, but. And he's like, yeah, I just fell in love with the gym.
Yeah, never more. But like,
no, I couldn't understand that, bro. I love football. I love playing receiver, not lifting.
Yeah, bro. Like, my last 2 years though, I kind of knew that it was coming to an end because I was playing overseas and like the NFL was like it was not coming.
You played overseas, pro?
Yeah.
What country?
France. I lived in France for 2 years.
Shut up, bro. What's the name of the team?
The Leopards Rouen. That's the capital of Normandy.
Dude, that is so sick.
So yeah, I was so after college, I got some NFL opportunities, like mini camp invite, yada yada.
Yeah.
Did CFL tryouts. Ended up getting injured, whatever. So then I played in arena for the LA Kiss, and then I went overseas. And so my first year, we won a championship. It was me and a American.
Only two Americans, right?
Yeah. We won a championship. He was quarterback for Temple.
Mm-hmm.
Won a championship. They want to bring us back.
Did you play offense too or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just
I was
like
the best player.
Yeah, dude, that is so.
I was the best player there.
I remember people from my school like went and played in like Japan and like would come back like big ass D linemen and they'd be like, bro, I literally swallow these dudes.
Yeah, like, it wasn't fair. Like I didn't like my first year.
They don't really know how to play. Like they're like all uncoordinated. Nah, like they mostly French.
Some of them are good though. It just depends on like the country and the division.
Their kicker's probably sick,
but they're right? They're French.
Yeah,
They're like obviously smaller. They got Americans. It depends, bro. There's some French dudes are
like,
big.
Is it bad that I picture French people as smaller? Like,
nah. Like
I feel like Americans.
I see what you're trying
but
to say.
But people, I feel like the rest of the world looks at us as like bigger and fatter and shit.
Yeah,
like,
right. Yeah, because
bigger. Either way, bigger. Yeah.
It just depends. Like you get a little bit of both spectrums over there, but.
Was there a language barrier? Did people speak English on your team?
Yeah, well, there was always some people that were. I mean, English is not like you get people that speak English kind of everywhere. So like, we're lucky that was the situation.
Yeah,
because English is so like
worldwide. People.
So
pop culture and shit.
Yeah, they.
Wait, dude, I'm really interested.
There
in
are
this.
People that spoke English.
I want to hear about these.
There are people that spoke English, and we had like you know we would obviously connect well with them and. The guys we would go out with and party with, they spoke English. Like there were a couple guys.
Yeah.
Like, there were a couple dudes that I hung out with a lot that spoke like very, very little English, bro. So like we would go out together and with the group and like me and him would just make after being around him for a while, like I would know what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
And then obviously I learned French as I went, but like at the beginning, bro.
Wait,
like,
you know French now?
A little. I can speak a little bit, bro.
Yeah. How long did you live there?
2 years.
So yeah, you know.
Yeah. So. We would just have to look, like I would look at him and I'll kind of know what he's like saying or his body language, but like we wouldn't really communicate because like I didn't know what he would, like I spoke more French than he spoke English.
Was there a lot of like black dudes in the league or no?
Oh yeah.
So the Frenchies that were playing were black dudes? Mostly?
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of black dudes in France, bro. Yeah, it's a lot of like Africans in France.
Is that like dumb of me to be surprised by that? Like, I don't
know. Nah, because I was surprised, honestly.
Were you shocked when you got there? What were you expecting? Like, a bunch of white French dudes playing football? Correct. That's what I'm thinking about. Yeah. Like, right now. And then you're telling me no.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Because I've never
been. Is there, like, hoods in France? Like, is it?
Yeah, you can lose a parts of.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't really been down, like. It's just different, bro. I don't know. You know, but I do know that, like, I was surprised about. Like, because I have never been overseas. Like, that was my first time going anywhere other than.
So you didn't really know what to expect.
I think that was my first time ever going out the country.
Yeah.
Like, I hadn't even been to Mexico at that point, so I didn't know what to expect.
Bro. Yeah.
I'm thinking France. Like, I'm Googling it. I'm like, oh, bro, I'm about to dominate.
Like, wait, you're looking at the highlights and shit? You're
but like, there's athletic people out there, too. Like, it's
like, was there, like, who was, like, the next best person on your team besides the other American? Like, was there any what
there
position?
Was a, there was
like,
a receiver. There was a receiver a named receiver? Oktay.
what's his name?
Oktay.
Oktay.
He's not from France.
Oh.
He lives in France, but he's not from there. He's from, like, I want to say Germany or something.
Yeah.
Or
so there are a lot of other Europeans, just only two Americans.
Yeah.
So you're a lot of German and Italian and
if you want. Yeah.
Like 10 of them.
You probably got to pay them, but, like, obviously it depends on what the team's budget's like.
Yeah. So who's the highest paid player on the team, the quarterback?
Not Americans.
Me
and him got paid the same amount.
So so both the Americans get paid the same amount usually on
everything. It depends. It just we did.
We did,
and then because we worked with through the same like agent. So mm-hmm. like, obviously we
got you to the same team and shit. Did you meet him before you?
No.
Went, so you met there, and he had already been there, and you went the same year.
No, I went there first. I got there 3 days. I was 3 days alone.
But same first season though.
Yeah.
Like you didn't like play. Season, yeah. Alone with
that. No. Then we went back and we were like, bro, let's do it. We won the championship. He's like, bro, let's do it. They were moving up the division. We talked to the team, like, yo, pay us more though.
Mm-hmm.
Under the table though, in euros.
Yeah.
They agreed. Boom. We went back out there. We did it again, bro. We didn't win the championship. Obviously, the division was harder.
But yeah.
It was dope. We made the playoffs, made the semis, and lost.
Did those in that league, was it like still only two Americans?
Yeah, only two Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude, that is so cool. Now you're making me feel like I missed out. Now,
I'm bro,
like,
it was a great experience.
But I don't know what your situation was, but what they were telling me was like, all right, you get like maybe 40 grand a year, like 38 grand a year, and I can live in like this dorm room and like
dorm.
Like it was like an apartment building, but it fucking damn near it wasn't that. Sick. It was like a small studio apartment, and like. You don't pay for, like, there's a dining hall, like, there's no food, no, like, whatever. But, and then I thought about it for a second, and then I was just like, I don't know, like.
I mean, I just looked at it like, man, football, like, I'm not getting any closer.
You were also, like, better than me. Like, you probably got a lot better deal. You played D1, you played at New Mexico State, I played at Westminster College of
Pennsylvania. It was like, I was looking at it like, okay, well, I'm not getting any closer to the NFL. I'm getting paid for 9 months. So if I make 30, 40 in 9 months.
What year is this?
This is like 20. It's gotta be like 16.
2016?
Well, 17. Oh, shit. Gotta be like 17, maybe, because I graduated 2010, and then I played from 10 to 14 college, 15. So, yeah, it had to be like 16, 17.
And you didn't make like content yet, right?
No, not really.
Do you ever wish like you made some content over in Europe? Like,
I mean, I was taking my phone and like recording mm-hmm. when I went places. Like, I was traveling. Like, we practiced 2 days a week.
Yeah.
Games were every other week, bro. So,
you only practice 2 days a week?
2 days, Tuesday, Thursday. You get four practices.
Were you like, yo, this is like a part time job? Dude, after leaving D1 football, bro, you're like in the military.
You gotta look at it like, bro, you play, you in real, like over here, they practice four times before a game, right?
Yeah.
The games over there are only once every 2 weeks. So, you get four practices in. So, we practice Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Me and him are off. And, like, there's a.
You live together? Was he your roommate?
Yeah. We lived together. Uh-huh. We had a nice crib.
It was cool?
Yeah, bro. We had a bigger crib, and there was a exchange student program out there. So there was always Americans, Canadians.
So a bunch of tings out there?
We would go out, bro, and, yeah, we would meet them, and then, like, we would just party with them all weekend.
Yeah.
Like, they would come over to the crib.
What day was the game? Sunday?
The games were Saturdays. And then we would go out, party, and then, obviously, on bye week, like, the whole weekend, and they would travel a lot because they're students.
Yeah.
So they would go. They would want to actually experience things. So they would take group trips to like different countries. So every other week we were traveling with them. Yeah. We would go to like oh, bet we don't have a game. We'll tell coach, like, hey, we're out. We won't be back till Monday. Boom.
They just let you do whatever you want.
They get us a driver to drive us to the airport. So somebody on the team picks us up, takes us to the airport, bro. We go to like Ireland for the Dublin for the weekend, go to Barcelona for the weekend.
Are you come serious? Back.
It was crazy. Every other week, bro. It was great. Yeah,
it's like a 30-minute flight most of the time, great, right? Like, bro. Light.
Yeah.
Bro, that is so lit.
30-minute flight. Flights are like $80.
Yeah. You ever think like doing football content, or you just like?
I've done some. I've done some
football content.
I've done some. I was doing collabs with my boy that played in the NFL. I was doing it for a while.
I was thinking like what Destroying does. It's kind of crazy because he was like a lot less of a football player than like you, and you know what I mean. Like he didn't really.
I don't know much about his background though. Where did he play at?
He was a kicker for a little bit, but I'm saying he is the biggest name in football.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's huge.
So, like, it's not, like, you don't have to, and you'd think, like, it'd be an old NFL guy, like, so, like, I don't know, like, Adrian Peters. Like, I don't know, someone that, like, was, like, could make some shit that, like, or, like, Juju Smith. Like, someone that does it. He is the biggest name. And, like, I met him in Miami one time, and I was just like, bro, you fucking kill it. Yeah. But now he's playing in, what's it called? What did the XFL get about? UFL?
Yeah, I think so.
And he kicks in there, and he makes content the whole time. It's just like a fucking, he's definitely just making bread. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I'll back into football content if I was getting paid to do it, or like if it made sense. But it don't really make sense for me to, like, I'm not doing anything football related right now. So
do you think like your body could take it still? Like, do you think like
playing football?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, dude, I think that's
the biggest thing, like, people don't understand.
Destroying's also a kicker. Like, he kicks, but like.
Because I looked at it like, I used to think that, like, oh, bro, I could go play. I'll watch NFL football. Like, bro, I could go play kickoff. I could go do that right now. I could go cover. Bro, no way. The amount of time, like, the training that they do is insane. I'm not working out like that no more. Like,
it's like getting in a car accident every week.
And like, yeah, no, bro. No.
And then think about how little of a commitment it was in Europe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, was it not more of a commitment for you to play football when you were like 10?
Nah.
It was two days a week.
Well, but you gotta
film and
because you're playing 2 days a week, but then obviously you still got a job at the end of the day. You still gotta work out. You gotta stay in shape, and these are grown men that you're playing against. Yeah, so like,
but I like that blows my mind. They're paying you like a lot of money. You practice 2 days a week.
Yeah, bro, but everyone has a job.
Oh my god!
Everyone on the team is not getting paid.
Oh my god!
So these people have like
they're not getting paid at all.
Not everyone, no. Like, probably just the best. There's probably like 6 players on the roster that are actually getting paid.
So they're just playing for fun.
Yeah, they're probably paying to play. It's like it's like recreation for them. So they're paying to play.
Shut up.
Yeah, and they have jobs and families, bro. Like they can't like.
Dude, what? Is that crazy how skewed of a mind? I'm like, yo, you play professional football. That's your life. Like,
yeah, right? but not everyone.
So is that how they like and they treat soccer like that? Like, if you play pro soccer in France, that's your life?
I don't think soccer like the guys are like the World Cup. Those No. I don't think it's like that. I think you actually have to be very, very good. Soccer is so big over there.
I'm saying, do you think they treat it like we treat football? Like, those professional soccer players are like pro football players. Like, that's their life.
1,000%.
Like,
yeah.
No, at first you were like, no. I was like, wait, what? What do they treat
1,000%. Soccer over there is, I mean, everywhere. You see how big the World Cup is for soccer.
Yeah.
Like, it's huge. And we're not good at all. Like, the guys.
No. Yeah, we don't win.
Like, no.
And the basketball team's getting closer, too. Like, the gap's closing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We got to stop being complacent.
Facts. But basketball might be a little similar than as football. Like, there's more, obviously more money. I think a little more money in basketball, depending on what country you're in.
And it's cheaper to play. You don't need all those pads. You don't need cleats. You don't need all this equipment. Yeah. You need a ball.
But I don't think everyone on that team, on the teams, like, get paid on, like, club teams. I don't think so.
What, soccer team?
No, basketball.
Where in France you're saying?
No, I'm saying just in general, like, overseas in general. I don't think everyone.
The pro basketball? Big teams. They get paid, right? The guys that go college over there? They probably get paid more than the football player. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But like, it depends on the division and like what country you're going to. And like, I don't think everyone everywhere is just getting paid. Everyone on the team is getting. I don't think.
I mean, definitely not like the NBA. Hell no.
Mm-hmm.
Hell no. But not anything else you want to get off your chest, man?
What else we got, man? What else do you got?
I don't know. We've been going for almost like 45, 50 minutes, and I feel like I actually know you now.
No, that was a solid interview, bro. I had a good time, bro.
Yeah, I mean, what do you got coming up? You said you just dropped your
just dropped my app
Fitness Link.
I got a supplement brand coming out soon. Stay tuned. I can't reveal too much about it, but y'all stay tuned.
Your own subs?
Supplements, yeah.
Clean stuff, the best stuff?
Yeah, it's a couple of my other boys. I can't reveal too much about it, but it's coming real soon, like within the next like month, like holiday season for sure.
Yeah. I actually have one more question for you that popped in my head I was going to ask you earlier. What's up, bro? Is there one, or maybe there's a couple, is there fitness influencers that you either look, not really look up to, but look for inspiration that got you started or helped you out personally that you've met? Is there people in LA
I've met a bunch of dope people like along my journey of like influencing and doing the content creation. And I guess the most inspiring people are the guys that kind of came up while I was coming up. We're tight knit. We hang out, especially a couple of years ago. We were hanging out. We were doing content houses together.
Yeah.
Collabs. Every time we're in each other's city, we link up and collab. So
You still talk to those?
Yeah, still keep in contact with them and see them on social media, and they're all doing big things. So, a couple of them got some things brewing. So yeah, man, it's been good, man. Those guys are probably the biggest inspiration.
And what would be your dream in like 10 years? Like what, like where do you see your career going in like 10, 15 years? Like what would be like, would it be like having your own gym or like, I don't, like,
yeah, bro. Just doing, I mean, both of my businesses, obviously the supplement brand, the app still crushing
and yeah.
still, you know, being in the tip top shape to be able to produce great content. And, maybe whether it's a gym or, other endeavors, like just doing it on the highest scale possible. So,
yeah. I think that sums it up, man. Yeah, man. All right. And give me your ads one more time. We'll pop them up on the screen.
So Darian J4 on Instagram. All right. And DJ That App Guy on TikTok and YouTube. You can find me on there. And EliteBuildTraining.com for anything fitness related, workout programs, all that.
Hell yeah. And go support this dude. This is one of the first guys in the game I met fresh off the show. Really? We stayed linked up. And you know, being in this game, you don't always fucking stay connected with people that you meet. And it's fast moving life and pace. So
for sure.
Appreciate you. And I wish you the best of luck, brother.
Thank you, too, brother.
Let's get it.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.